The show you're about to hear has been cleverly crafted by Carrie and Tommy. Pie Society pies are cleverly crafted by only the most brilliant of bakers and filled with the freshest premium ingredients sourced from Australian farmers. Find Pie Society pies in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. Big show today, guys.
Oh, we're heading to the water for our jungle challenge today. What have the producers made us do, and will we drown?
What? I love the will we survive.
Even though we've already filmed it. Didn't drown.
No.
It was hairy, though.
No, my feet are wet. It was wild. It was wild. Anyway, you'll find out what that is a bit later in the show.
Hey, should we kick the show off, though, right?
Yeah.
The only way to kick the show off?
Do it.
I think so.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the club. The club makes me want to hit the club. Hit the club.
Yeah. I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Her thing is so
superb. We're going to
Big Moss Booty Drop.
I listened back to Oasis's album the other
day. Is this your fact about it?
I didn't.
I love, so far, I reckon we've been on air a minute, and I thought you were going to pretend that we haven't already done our jungle challenge, and I thought then that you were just going to lie about you putting on records at night.
No, look, I haven't. I like Oasis, but I was going to say I recently listened to their whole album, but I haven't.
No, of course you haven't.
I don't want to lie about it.
Also, what a pump up for a DJ who's just putting on a song. Now, also, this next song I like.
Even Oasis doesn't like Oasis. They hate each other.
Yeah.
Now, this Wonderwall is one of the best songs ever from my childhood, but I discovered something fun about Wonderwall, courtesy of producer Belle.
Is this your fact?
My fun fact, because you know with my booty drop, I'm bringing you fun facts each week now.
Fun you've put in yourself, but you
last
have been
week you
fact.
Loved my fact.
Was that about
Thank
Kmart and Britney?
No, last week was about Stevie Wonder featuring in Gangster's Paradise.
That was great.
Wasn't it really good?
Yeah.
Today's fun fact is Wonderwall was not going to be called Wonderwall.
What was it going to be called? Champagne Supernova.
Wishing Stone. You're my wishing stone.
What song's that you're singing?
You're my Wonderwall.
Was it? So what is a Wonderwall?
Oh, that's just made me think of the video Chris made me for my 40th.
Yeah, it was really good.
You're my Carrie Bickmore. He changed the lyrics.
Play that version.
He was a good singer too.
Is that not the original?
Was that not going to be what it was called?
Anyway, it was going to be called Wishing Stone. Okay. Everybody? But they went with Wonderwall. Producer Belle doesn't give me any more of the fact other than that, so I don't know why it was going to be called Wishing Well or why they
Wishing
changed
Stone.
The song. Wishing Stone.
Belle, can we put a bit more fun in the fact?
What a way to start the show.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because heaps still to come on the show, but right now I'm taking up retail for the first
time
in my life.
Changing career.
I know.
Have you ever worked in retail before?
I've never worked in retail before.
Never.
No.
What did you do when you were a kid?
Hospo.
Steal stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I did a bit of that. A bit of dumping.
A bit of dumping
of pamphlets and creeks. I obviously didn't. I delivered them to houses.
Newspaper delivery.
Yeah.
I had one of those too.
But no.
I did it properly.
Yeah, same.
Can you stop winking at me? All week you've been winking at me.
No, I can't.
It's really weird. What does that come from? Are you watching a show where there's a lot of winking or something?
I'm watching a show called Wink Murder.
You're not.
I'm not.
What a winker.
So tell the good people why you are stepping behind the cash register.
It is Homelessness Awareness Week, and so I'm stepping behind the cash register of a great shop called Homie, which is down in Melbourne. People can get involved online, though, homie.com.au. And it's
great
a social
stuff.
Enterprise. All the money raised goes to supporting pathways for kids out of homelessness.
Amazing.
So they do on-the-job training there. They also have VIP days to give homeless people a dignified shopping experience. So they shut the store. They bring people suffering hardship into the store. They deck them out with nice clothes because often, you know, if you're on the street and you have something like a job interview, that can be pretty daunting if you're not. They give them a haircut, things like that, give them a good feed. But also yeah, industry experience and training. So a lot of the people that end up working at the store have previously experienced sleeping rough themselves. And it's a great institution to support. So I'll be there
especially
one day.
Especially this time too, because COVID has hit people struggling with homelessness very, very, very hard.
Harder than ever. Yeah. If you even think about from a basic point of view of people being encouraged not to spend cash, means in the street, people often don't have cash. And all the crisis services has been pushed to the brink. So, you know, often that means that people on the really far end of those hardships are pushed out completely. So, yes, it is a great thing to support. The 7th.
And it happens to be that they do ripper clothes as
well. Yes. Yeah, even if you actually don't care about the issue, just come in and get yourself some amazing clothes.
I don't think there's anyone that doesn't care about the issue. But
I'm just saying clothes are that good.
And added extra that the clothes are also awesome.
Yes. You do need to register for the event. It's free to register, but you do need to register. We will chuck the link up on @CarrieTommyShow on our Instagram.
I have a couple of questions, though, about...
Also, there's giveaways and stuff there as well. We're giving out free Keep Cups to the first 100 people, and there's a coffee brand that's got involved as well.
Well, good. You're good at upsizing. Will you be doing that when you're at the counter?
Yes.
Yeah.
That T-shirt looks fetching. But have you thought about a beanie and a hat to go with it?
Very good. Now, I have
a
couple of concerns.
Pants.
Because, I've seen...
Have you seen the socks?
No, I've just seen what you wear, and you only ever wear white T-shirts.
I'm wearing a white homie one
now.
Yes,
you are.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I've seen Homies Range. They have amazing stuff, all different colours. That's what I love about it. Yeah, you're colourblind and you only wear white T-shirts. So what kind of advice do you feel you'd be able to offer people fashion-wise?
You know what I'll say? Oh, that looks great. I don't know what you're doing before that, but you shouldn't be doing anything different after that.
Okay.
So you keep doing that.
So because I've got some advice for you.
Yes.
Because I worked in retail when I was younger.
Are we doing this whole thing to get to your retail story?
No, I just think that you would I think if you took a leaf out of my book.
What did you do?
Yeah. So I was a number one salesperson at Brothers Nielsen Surf Shop.
No way.
Yeah.
Number one?
Yeah. Yeah. Not every week, but often.
Handed that out weekly, did they?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
Friday. Yeah. And I had this method. So when I first started working there, they were saying to me, just tell people when they're in their bathing costume or whatever, they look amazing. You look amazing. And then they buy it, right?
Yeah.
Because you got judged on your sales, like how many sales you made.
Yes.
And so I thought I wouldn't fall for that. If I was in a change room and a salesperson said, you look amazing, I'd be like, well, you're just saying that.
So what did you do?
So I used to tell people the truth.
Oh, no.
So... If you would rock up in that, for example, what you're wearing now, you try that on, I'd go, it's good. It's good. I'm not sure. I feel like maybe you could do with a different colour on the top. Just hold it 2 seconds. I've got an idea. Then I'd go out and get other options, bring it to them, and then I'd let them try the other options on until I really actually liked one. And then I'd say, that is amazing. And because I'd been honest for the 20 minutes before and told them that they didn't look any good, they actually believed me when I said they genuinely looked good.
But
so I
bad,
didn't.
It's a long
have to
game,
lie.
Isn't it?
Because also
it
the,
is,
ba- the bad thing about
feel
that.
Better about themselves.
But the bad thing about that is often you grab the first thing is your favourite thing. So you got. You told the people they didn't look good in their favourite thing.
But I didn't want them to go out in the world looking bad.
Oh,
the number of times I've looked when I've got home at what I'm wearing and I'm like, why did someone let me leave a store in that?
If you are listening, I'm not going to waste your time like that. Just come in, get some sweet clothes, free coffee and have a great time. Homie.com.au. I'll see you on the 7th
there. I can help out if you need.
Don't want people to look bad.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives. When was that?
When did that happen? So you quite enjoyed last week seeing 19-year-old me.
No, I found it disturbing.
You thought I looked about 9 or 10,
I thought it was
19.
I thought you were with an uncle or someone that I hadn't met before. It was your boyfriend. And then the fact that you had a boyfriend when you appeared to be 5 years old with a bandage around your head was
I
all
had my
weird.
Wisdom teeth out.
And the
anyway.
Fact that he was fine to be there.
I thought, let's stay on the theme of my youth.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so I've been asked to contribute to an interview with my old school newsletter.
From 5 years ago?
No. I did an interview with a journalist.
This is a big get.
Yeah, it was a big get.
I meant for you.
Anyway, she was lovely and we did the interview. And
did
she asked
me some
you did
hits. An interview with a journalist?
Yeah.
For your school
she's a journo
newsletter?
Now. Yes.
Why didn't they just have someone from school do it? Like all the school newsletters?
No, she's a former news. She used to be an old girl.
And now she writes for the newsletter.
Now she's an actual old girl, but she's a journalist as well.
Interviewing so a very young girl.
Who contributes to the newsletter?
She writes the newsletter.
Does she?
Yes.
Good on her. Great.
Anyway, shout out to Mignon if she's listening.
Yeah, good
she
on
writes
you,
the newsletter. Anyway, I had a good chat. And then I sent her some pics. She wanted some pics of me from school. And I sent them to her. And then
this is just a mad fan, isn't it?
She sent one
There's
back.
There's no newsletter, is there?
She sent one back. Mm-hmm. And it is a photo of me, some other kids from school, and our year 12 in the final book that you do, and you write, you know, what you want to be and all the rest of it. Have a little look at me. Zoom in on me, would you?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. I can't see you. I can just see a young heavy metal drummer with his hair slicked back. Oh, no, that's you. Wow. This is great. So you've got your hair.
So I'm year 12, okay? Yeah. This is a 17-year-old Carrie.
You've got a blazer. You've got your tie.
Hair half up.
You've got your hair. It looks like buttered back to your head, like with grease, and then kind of let it go over shoulder. It honestly makes me think of someone in a metal band or something. It says you're the dance vice captain.
Yeah.
And your ambition, and this is the bit that I like, your ambition to win an Oscar before Brooke.
She was my mate at school. Yeah. God, Logie, you know, same.
Prized possession, actually, it was pretty good. Has Brooke got any Logies?
No, she doesn't.
Suck on that one, Brooke.
The prize possession.
Is worrying. It's worrying.
Yeah.
It's worrying.
It really concerned me when
because
I read it.
Because this is
too.
High school.
17, I was.
17.
So that's only 2 years before that boyfriend I sent you the pic.
This is gross. What do you reckon, Jesse? What do you reckon someone's prize possession
should be? You can have a look at what some of the other girls said.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah. Prize possession, this is funny from Emily. She said, my sister's notes, assuming that means it helps her study.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's good. Prize possession, photos, CDs, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Prize possession, the Volvo I don't have yet. Thanks, Dad. You've got a bit of sass, Christine.
Now let's get back to
my
me.
My kitten, my pet kitten, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, Shannon just didn't contribute to us, but that's fine. Prize possession, Eddie, my teddy.
And you volunteered that information?
Eddie, my teddy! Who writes that in their year 12 yearbook?
Well, this young drum-playing man.
Eddie, my teddy.
Oh, my God.
And the sassy, amazing journalist, the email that to me said, let me see her comment. She said, whatever happened to Eddie Christian?
Did you ever know who she was talking about?
Not at first until I opened it. Yeah. And then I thought, oh, my God, everyone's laughing at me. She's definitely laughing at me.
Yes, I would hope so.
Yeah. Anyway.
Where can people get a copy of the newsletter?
I've still got Eddie, my teddy, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Evie's got it.
Does she?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool because she's five.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million up for grabs very, very soon.
Ooh.
But we started the show with my booty drop and I bought you the song Wonderwall. And a fun fact about Oasis's Wonderwall, that it was meant to be called Wishing Stone.
Yes, more of a fact than a fun fact. But yes.
Well, I've got some fun, more details for you because I didn't have any, couldn't answer any of your follow-up questions about why it was changed from Wishing Stone to Wonderwall.
Have you decided to talk more about this?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So the song was originally titled Wishing Stone, Gallagher told a magazine in 1996.
Oh, which
Wonderwall,
Gallagher?
I don't know. Wonderwall was written for Meg Matthews, his then girlfriend and later wife. However, after Gallagher and Matthews divorced in 2001, he said the song was not about her. The meaning of that song was taken away from me by the media who jumped on it. And how do you tell your missus it's not about her when she's read it? It is a song about an imaginary friend who's going to come and save you from yourself. And so the song's final title was inspired by George Harrison's solo album, Wonderwall Music.
So he stole
by the Beatles.
Oh, sorry.
He was inspired by the Beatles.
Who cares? Oh,
there
lucky we've got $1 million coming up because we need that to keep people tuned in.
Wowed by that.
Chance at $1 million is happening before the hour is out.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, I have done it. I have finally found our show's most visual segment ever.
We are the radio show known most for doing content that is not suitable for the
auditory medium of radio. Mm,
just as well, we've got a great Insta channel.
Mm. Even you, the fact that you are dressed like that today is hilarious, but of course the listeners don't get to see it.
Yeah, but I love being a puppy dog.
That's funny. Yeah. It is true. I think it makes you perform better.
Do you think? Mm-hmm. It's the flappy ears. Mm-hmm.
Give me a bark and I'll guess which bark it is.
Okay.
Oh, it's some little annoying thing like a pug or a Jack Daniel or something.
Jack Russell.
Jack Russell. That's what I meant. Not a Jack Daniel.
You know, you're drinking too much,
and that's when you call the dog.
So the other day, my sister sent me a bunch of photos of our family, and they were all put through this app called Face App. And what it does is it takes your photo and turns you, if you're a guy, into a girl, and if you're a girl, into a guy. And
so How did they come up with the name Face App?
I know, it's pretty clever. Clever stuff.
Also, it doesn't really describe what the app is, does it?
No.
What would be a better name for it?
Gender reveal.
Good one.
There we go.
Good one.
Of course, a lot of actually, expecting parents might think and get confused.
Yeah. Anyway, let's all get bogged down.
Oh, my baby's going to be a girl. No, honey, that's you. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
So I thought we should do this for our team. So yesterday I went through and I put all of our photos from our Instagrams into the Face App.
Amazing.
And I've got a couple of the team for you there. So I think we're
going to describe to the people what this looks like?
No, just use your imagination.
What are we starting
just describe
with?
I assume...
You do that your side, I'll do my side.
Oh, so I'm
looking. Oh my God, I'm looking at Sonda.
I think I'm looking at Producer Belle, who is kind. Are they all the same guy?
Oh, Producer Belle, you're a gorgeous man.
But also,
oh, who's the guy?
I think that's Pip.
Pip is the guy.
I think the glasses are the giveaway that's Pip.
Oh, Pip.
Oh my gosh, Sonda, that's so funny.
But Sonda looks like her husband.
Eli, is that you as a
Eli's
woman?
Eli's really hot.
Let me see Eli.
Eli, you are gorgeous.
Oh, Eli.
That's a real
first
try.
I'm hot to you as a man, but as a
Eli,
woman.
You should do that. But that's, you're smoking.
Is that actually you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Gosh, then, this is a lot. I'm a bit scared to look at Belle. So what are we looking at now?
What am I looking at here?
So... I don't know what
that's
photo.
Oh, that's Jessie. That's you as a girl.
Terrible radio, guys. This is really bad.
I don't understand what the other thing I'm looking at
really
is.
Really bad.
So now we've got... Now I will give you... Well, Eli will give you the ones of you
so
guys.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to close my eyes as if I'm the listener who can't see anything and I'm going to tell you how good this
sounds. But I thought it only swapped the face and, Jez, you're wearing a full frock.
No, that's a shirt he wore to the
actress. Is that the shirt
he
wore?
Is that
your favourite shirt? You called it a dress.
It is, mate. Look at it.
I'm not allowed to. Look at it. No, just look at it. And the listener can't see. So every time you say, look at it, we can't.
Look. Okay.
But I can. I'm just going
to have a look. Carrie Tommy Show if you want to check out all these photos. But Eli, let's...
Oh, that's a lovely dress. Oh, you make a gorgeous woman, Jez. Wow, who's that?
What are you talking about?
What, there?
You don't have to be polite.
No, both Jess and Jez make beautiful women. In fact, all the men in our team make beautiful women.
Wait till you see the photo of Tommy.
Well, I saw you as Gladys the other day, Berejiklian, on your socials. Oh, wow.
Give me a look at me.
Oh, you've been definitely photoshopped.
Give me a look at me.
Wow.
Why can you never say I make a hot woman?
You do make a hot woman. I saw you in drag and you were gorgeous.
Yeah, so why are you being so negative? Give me a look at me.
This one's definitely been auto-tuned of some...
Jeez, I'd have a real crack at me.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
I reckon you have before. And so the next one...
I'm nervous. I'm nervous why you're showing me last. Do I look like a bad man?
I look like a pop star.
You
don't
look like a pop star. You do look like... You look a bit like you would be singing Friday,
some awful song. And doing synchronized dance moves that are pretty bad, but I rate them real high.
All right, last but definitely not least, the Bickmore.
I haven't seen this. Describe to me what I look like.
I don't think you want to see.
Describe what I look like.
Is this from the app or is this a stitch up?
I did look like a boy when I was growing up.
You look like a guy that would be into fire twirling and tantric sex, but no one would want to do it with him. Mate, that is. I'm going back to me to get the bad look of you out of my mind.
I am shocking. Oh, that's so disappointing.
Is it weird if I make mine my wallpaper?
I mean, it depends what you're going to do. Yeah, no?
Just have it on my phone.
okay.
Yeah. Are you going to make yours?
No.
Nah, I wouldn't have thought so.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
$1 million, hey.
$1 million, hey. Does that sound pretty good to you, Luke?
Sure does.
Mate, what are you going to do with $1 million?
A new outfit to start with.
A new outfit? You could buy like a whole new wardrobe and more, Luke.
Oh, exactly.
What are you getting about in now?
Just builder's clothes, just stock standard trade stuff.
And you've got $1 million, so you can make that outfit pretty wild. You could get one of those Victoria's Secret diamond encrusted lingerie numbers. Is that what you're thinking, Luke?
That was exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I thought so.
Hey, brother.
we hope you win. Here is all the information you need to know. You've got 30 seconds to answer all 10. If you get all 10 correctly, you win $10,000 today, but you also get a spot at Million Dollar Day where you can win that sweet, sweet $1 million. Get your new outfit. We take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. Pass. If you don't know it, we'll come back if we have time. Your time will start at the end of the first question. You got all that, bro?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Your letter today, Luke, is J for jackpot. Ready to play now. Name a month.
January.
Something you wear.
Jumper.
A Grammy winner.
Pass.
A Prime Minister.
John Howard.
A beer brand.
Pass.
A Lady Gaga song.
Pass.
A bird.
Pass.
A TV host.
Jackie O.
A Robin Williams movie.
Luke, it was hard.
Jumanji.
Jay is a tricky Jumanji, yes. Jay is a very tricky word.
Yeah, Grammy winner, we could have had Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson, Jay-Z, John Legend, but bro, that, like I said, they were hard. A Lady Gaga song, Just Dance, John Wayne. Good, Luke. I'm sorry you didn't get through.
Enjoy your weekend, though, Luke. Have another crack another day, yeah?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, sure will. Thank you.
You can enter more than once. Make sure you just download the listener app, search Carrie and Tommy, and you could be our next millionaire.
We'll play again Monday.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at. And coming up very soon, a clue for $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Ooh, can you give us a clue about what the clue will be, please, Jesse?
Nah, you'll have to stick around, bro.
Just give us a sounds like.
No, he can't. You know, there's so many rules around this game. It's $1 million. He can't just do things like that.
Just do it. Do it.
You know, the bosses will get angry.
Come on.
Hey, up next, though. We had a bit of fun in some water yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
We took part in one of the challenges to give us water in the jungle so we can actually survive.
Which I'm sure it's illegal for them not to give it to us.
I think so too. But anyway, you'll hear what that challenge was and how we went next.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
Celebrating the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise by dropping you guys in the jungle to see if you can survive. And we've got heaps of challenges for you.
Oh, we've had snakes around our necks. We've eaten insects. We've written goodbye notes to each other. Well, I took that seriously. You just did some ridiculous thing where you said that I'd killed you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I was crying, writing to my family.
My note's actually right here.
Yeah.
Dear Mum, Carrie killed me. She was jealous of how good I looked in denim cutoffs. And
I wasn't
whacked me like
jealous
a lobster.
Of how you looked for today's challenge, because today we hit the water for a bit of whitewater rafting and the get-up we had to wear, does not suit you, that get-up.
No, we're in booties, life vests, helmets.
GoPros on our helmets, so we look like we had phallic things coming out of our helmets.
Yeah, and this is where we pick up the action live on the banks of the river.
Guys, it's time for another challenge for Disney's Jungle Cruise.
I couldn't possibly guess what it is.
I thought we were just hanging out together.
I love
that. That's right, you're running a marathon.
Ready.
Oh, no, you'll ruin Eli's shot. Yeah. We keep saying I need a new Tinder profile pic. Is this it? So obviously we're here to fornicate with women, but after that, should we do a challenge?
Okay. Producer Sonda, what are we playing for today?
You're going to get wet today to play for water.
Oh, it's even going to send us in without water.
Well, if you want water, get into the whitewater rafting rafts now.
I'm almost tempted to not do it, go in the jungle without water, and then see what happens when we die.
I think it's a bold thing to say, but by the looks of you, you're doing it, mate.
Let's go over to the
whitewater rafting rafts. Here we come.
What are they called? Rafts.
Join Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt for the adventure of a lifetime in Disney's Jungle Cruise. It is in cinemas now and streaming on Disney Plus with Premier Access. Up next, we'll have all of the action from the river. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it is time.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungal in the Jungle.
Yes, if you have just joined us, we are completing another Jungle Cruise challenge.
In the movie, they do a heap of whitewater rafting.
Yes.
They're on a big Jungle Cruise boat.
Yep.
Some hectic rapids.
They didn't seem to be kitted out in the embarrassing gear that we were wearing.
No.
Where was their bright blue helmet with a GoPro strapped to it in a phallic manner pointing back at their own head?
They survived. Did we survive? Find out now.
All right, Carrie and Tommy are in the kayak together. Carrie at the front, Tommy at the back, and they are in their good-looking safety gear. Very stylish helmets with some GoPro strapped to them.
I actually have kayaked once, and I was in a relationship, and it was
the
was
end
the
of
thing
it.
That broke us up.
Yeah.
Broke us up.
Are people currently listening possibly to the last show ever of us?
If we make it to there.
They're in a pretty fast-flowing river, making their way to the rapids at the moment, and the river is going pretty quick, so they're needing to paddle pretty hard to avoid the rocks and trees.
Whatever happens, it's been fun working together, Vickers.
Just imagine we're in Jungle Cruise. You're the Rock, I'm Emily Blunt, we're about to take on the rapids.
You're a real company man with this one.
Go this way. Push that way.
By the looks of it, I think Tommy is in charge of the steering. Looks like Vickers is doing most of the paddling.
I could steer us to our death here.
Not into the trees, remember?
Are you scared?
No, I just don't want to keep my head underwater again.
But we'll get a great shot of it.
Can you steer, mate? Should we get into a stroke rhythm? And paddle.
Row, row, row
and
your
paddle.
Gently down the stream.
And paddle.
Why didn't you say stroke?
And paddle. And stroke. Would you prefer stroke? And stroke. And stroke. And stroke.
They're coming up to the rapids now. All right, here we go. They're getting thrown around a little bit.
Stickers!
What am I meant to be doing?
They're actually doing pretty good.
Yay!
We'll be at the Paris Olympics at this rate.
There's a fairly big tree coming up.
There's a big tree down there. We've got to avoid that. Oh.
That was very close. All right, they're through one of the rapid sections. Another one coming up very soon.
There's two trees to navigate up here.
Oh, yeah? Where are they? Give me a clock.
45 degrees right.
No, give me a clock.
What's that mean? Oh, 10? No. 2?
Yeah.
And then 12.
They're coming up to the rapids now. Here we go.
Yeah, we're right here.
Yep.
Good.
Woo! Okay, we want to be front on, not side on.
Well, we could go side on if you want.
No, I don't get wet.
Would
yet.
You like to go
no,
side
I
on?
No, I don't want to get wet.
And
yet.
Their kayak is facing sideways, which is not the way you want to be going down the rapids.
Oh no, we're going backwards. Sorry.
And they've hit the white water.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
He's copping a lot of water in the face at the moment.
No, we're backwards.
But they are through the rapids now. They just happen to do it in reverse.
Okay. This is where my coxswain's coming into play.
This is where your coxswain comes
into play. Yeah, when I used to be the cox of the rowing team.
Were you the cox?
Yeah. I was always in one coxed boat. Just me.
Is the cox at the front or the back?
Yeah, the front. The back. No.
Were you ever coxless?
I think they had coxless fours, maybe.
Well, don't give yourselves a rating.
But I was...
Here they go, the last set of rappers. Tommy is trying to stand up in the kayak.
Don't fall on me when it's...
Now Bickers is trying to stand up as well.
Bickers, get up there!
Yeah! Now they're both standing. Okay, so they're pretty much surfing at this point.
Stay up!
And they're done. They're heading over to the banks to get out.
Well done, everyone.
All right, well, now I guess this is actually the hard part. Let's see if they can get out of the kayaks without falling in. My fucking instructor has pushed her in. Now they pushed Tommy in as well.
Bit of fun there, Bickers.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
It was so nice to be out doing something.
Yeah.
It wasn't nice being pushed in. But no, yeah.
My feet are still numb.
Yeah.
That's fine. If you want to see the action, head to our socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Not just the action, if you want to see Tommy's ridiculous outfit.
I thought I looked suave, fetching. Don't press anything. I've got more words. Debonair.
Ridiculous.
No.
Disney's Jungle Cruise. It is in cinemas now and streaming on Disney Plus for premier access.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You may have seen this man on the ABC, Giggle and Hoot,
yes,
to be precise. Or you may have seen him on TikTok because he is quite the TikTok personality.
He's blowing
now
up, Bickers.
I personally have watched him on Insta.
Yes.
His other platform that he's going off on.
Yes. Are we going to chat to him or we're just going to list every single thing that he's on?
Just giving him a good welcome. Yeah, welcome to the show, Jimmy Reese.
Yeah. Hey guys, how you going? Facebook. Are we naming platforms?
Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. If we can grab your personal
YouTube.
Home suburb, yeah, and just your mobile fans. Number. Yeah, OnlyFans, that's good. Yes.
Oh yeah.
You are such a surprise package, Jimmy, because I didn't know watching you on Giggle and Hoot that at some point down the track I would be laughing at your hilarious comedy videos you do online that you've been keeping us alive with during this pandemic. We've got a little bit of one that you've done. I love your series, The Brighton.
Meanwhile in Brighton.
This particular bit I liked when you were discussing the vaccine.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Did you hear, darling?
Hear what, darling?
About the Pfizer.
What about the Pfizer, darling?
You can't get it, darling.
Can't get it?
Not after you've had your lips done, darling.
What?
Apparently you can have a reaction, darling.
Well, what happens, darling?
It makes your lips bigger, darling.
Makes your lips bigger, darling?
Yes, darling.
So what's your point, darling?
Oh. That's why Coco's lips look so good, darling.
It's so good. Jimmy, I noticed you're up to Meanwhile in Brighton Part 6. Is this soon going to be a whole series unto itself?
It seems like it. There's too much to discuss on the drama in Brighton. Oh, man. Some people have asked me told me to frequent the pantry down there for some extra fodder.
Yes.
Apparently it all happens down there.
Right.
Now, you might be able to answer this question. Has Brighton ever been the same since Karen from Brighton left?
I'm not sure, actually. But yes, Karen from Brighton. I don't know. Is she on the Gold Coast now, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
She fled up north.
Off.
Yes.
I want to know how you have time, because I watch these videos and they look like they take a lot of time to do. Then you've got to cut them all together. You're at home with three kids at the moment. You've spent a lot of time in lockdown as well. When are you doing this? Are you up late at night, or how are you doing it?
I don't know, actually. How does this happen? our house is crazy, but I have a very awesome wife. And, you know, Lenny's at school now, which is good. So he's gone back to school, but through lockdown, it's a bit difficult. But I do have a little space. So I had have a brother-in-law who had a factory as a spark, and he's like, I've got a room if you want to use it in my factory. I'm like, yeah, I am taking it because I need to get out of this house.
Well, you've just released your debut picture book, Bedtime Sorted, which I guess riffs off one of your most popular parenting videos. It's been viewed over 2 million times now. Tell us about the book and what it is.
Yeah, look, it's a bedtime book. It's about, you know, a dad. It's modeled on my family, you know, the characters in there. There's a dad, a mom, and three boys and twins. So it's basically about dad who thinks he's got bedtime sorted but completely does not. And it just goes into unravels into some hilarious, silly, a mass of excuses that you hear at bedtime, you know, and I'm sure you guys have heard, Carrie, you've heard a million excuses about bedtime over the years, and as many parents.
Oh, mate, our bedtime got so bad we had to get a sleep woman in to teach them to go to sleep. And now, when Addie's being naughty, she says, "Get Joe," which is the name of the
lady. Oh, no. Oh,
she's
so
two
funny.
As well. So.
My son Lenny has just like started reading that. You know, he's in prep and he's learning the time. And he's got a little digital watch, and I'm like, in the morning you can get up when it's 7:00. Hey, look, it's 6:00 usually most of the time, but Now at nighttime, he's like, it's 6:00, Dad. I'm not going to bed. It's wake up time. I'm like, no, man, that's the nighttime 6:00.
Here's a sneaky little trick that our amazing bedtime lady Jo taught us. Also, change the time on the clock, right?
Oh.
So that when they're getting up or going to bed, the time is the time you need it to be. So, for example, I don't want...
Oh, my God.
Well, don't look at me like that. You do what you got to do, mate.
No, I'm not looking at you, judging you. I'm just real... Like, I'm like, parenting is so wild. You're running around changing clocks. Like, soon...
Sometimes it trips you up.
Soon you'll be setting up spotlights outside their window and they're like, they think it's daytime. Idiots!
Well, Jimmy, your new book is out now in all good bookstores. You can catch Jimmy online, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all those amazing places we've already covered, as well as Giggle and Hoot as well. Jimmy, yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks, guys. We'll chat soon.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home this afternoon.
Because you are getting absolutely pwned by your two-year-old. I can't believe it.
I'm not even going to protest that. Yes, we are. That's why we got to the point of getting the sleep lady in.
You just mentioned, if you've just tuned in, we just chatted to Jimmy Rees, former Giggle and Hoot, and you revealed to him that Addie, when she's cracking the irrits at night, she yells to you, "Get Joe," which is your sleep specialist.
A couple of weeks ago after, you keep in mind, Evie's six, so for that many years, plus add Addie into the mix, we have not had sleep, right? So we got to the point of going, okay, let's get a sleep lady in, and she came and stayed with us for 3 nights, and the girls got to know her, and then we had to keep using her name in the days afterwards when they were being naughty, and we'll go, we'll get Joe on the phone, we'll get Joe back, because Joe worked wonders and got them to sleep. But now they use it against us. So if Addie won't go to sleep, when she sits in her cot, she says, "Get Joe." So it got so bad that I had to get Joe, or she offered, to record herself saying,
There's no way, go back to sleep, Addie. There's no way she offered.
No, she did. You have a look at my messages. She said, "I'll send you a video of me telling Addie to go back to sleep."
If you make me have a look at those messages, how do I not know, like the recording, they're not just things that you've written?
She did. She must do this. That must happen in other households, not just mine, Tommy.
So Joe's voice everywhere around Australia at the moment is getting sent out through the door of a bedroom.
Then what I do in the middle of the night, if she wakes up, I don't show my face. So I just put the phone near the open door.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I just play this. Here, I'm going to find it on my phone. For you.
This is the most genius business model from Joe, by the way.
And so then she does exactly what she's told because she thinks Joe's telling her to go back to sleep.
But a phone through a door, wouldn't it have the tiniest voice?
No, it works fine. Why can't I find it?
I think we need to invest in a bigger sound system.
I'm trying to find the video. Hold on.
Is this how it's you do video. It with Addie as well? And she's like, "Yeah, Joe."
Hold on. Addie, hold on. So this is what you play from outside the door?
This is what I play from outside the door.
"Shh. Addie, it's still sleepy time, sweetheart. Mummy and Daddy will see you in the morning when the sun wakes up. Lie back down and go nanas, please."
See? I mean, I'd go to sleep if she told me that.
It was firm but nice.
Yeah. Have a listen. Imagine it to you.
"Shh.
Yeah.
Addie, it's still sleepy time, sweetheart. Mummy and Daddy will see you in the morning when the sun wakes up. Lie back down and go nanas, please."
How long did that work for?
Once?
Did it work once?
No, because she never... The only thing is sometimes she calls out, "Where's Joe?" But other than that, most of the time it works.
I can't wait till you've got six phones on the go, each with a different sound recorded message, one going, "It's me, Joe, just here, Addie."
Anyway, I'm just going to say one quick plug for Joe.
One plug. We've just given her about 40.
If you go to babywhisperer.com.au, she was honestly life-changing on a serious note. Getting sleep has been life-changing.
You getting kickbacks for this?
I'm getting zero kickbacks. I just want more of those messages, more of those voice messages to keep flowing through.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Friday afternoon. Same, but backwards coming up next.
Oh, lots still to come in the show. But because I've been monitoring the socials.
Yeah.
As, you know, I'm a modern man and I like to keep across these
you're
things.
You're bored. Yeah.
I was bored. Yep. No, I was just wondering, any guest appearances on your Twitter feed?
Are you talking about my daughter?
Yes.
Yes. I can't believe we never actually spoke about that. So last weekend, I was working out with Chris in our bedroom. And that's I actually mean doing a workout.
Just doing squats and lunges?
Yeah, we actually were. We were doing a workout on his computer.
What?
Yes, like a, you know, like a home workout.
Oh.
Like watching it on the Zoom.
Yeah.
Anyway, couples that train together stay together.
That's not a saying.
It is, my trainer told me.
Is it Chris?
Her and her husband run a gym. Anyway.
Yeah.
And I handed my phone to Addie to occupy her for the 45 minutes.
Yep.
And then I got back to my phone and saw a whole lot of messages from people going, oh, my God, has Addie got your phone? Has Addie got your phone? And I was like, what's happened? And I went onto my Twitter and she'd sent a tweet. Her tweet said, capital B, little b, CCKNN, full stop, capital M, full stop, V. So it was like, Buchenmöver.
It looks like it could be a word.
It does. And then everyone was like, ooh, kafefe.
Kafefe.
Someone's like, couldn't agree more. Other ones, finally some sense. A lot of people going, what's this code for? It must mean something. And then I wished it did mean something.
What if it does?
And I wanted it to be code, so I left it for a bit, but just to create a bit of interest.
And what, and then deleted it, or have you just left
it? Nah, then I just said, toddler got my phone.
Is that code for something?
No.
And then you say back to working out in the bedroom with my partner?
Anyway, I'll hand her my phone this week, see if she can get up some TikToks.
Are you and your partner going to work out again?
We'll try. Squeeze one in.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, all thanks to Pie Society. Pies, not a humble pie. Find them in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.
Oh, pie's more comfy than a cuddle. And they make them, you bake them. That's all you got to do. Pop them in your oven and they come out like the best pie you've ever tasted.
You know
crispy
what I'm,
and flavoursome.
You know what I'm having this weekend?
What?
Chunky beef steak with portobello mushrooms.
God. Put a bit of sauce on that and you're done for the night.
How do you feel about cracking the top off, putting a bit of sauce inside, putting
the top
back
really,
on?
With these pies, I'm happy just to have a bit of sauce on the side. There's so much flavour. You don't need to do that the way you used to.
As you were. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. Same, but backwards. It's your primitive is wet, yes. Jesse, how much am I winning by, please? Give us a score check.
10-7 still. We had a tie, which you celebrated as a win.
I'm 10?
No.
Oh.
Let's go for gold.
Song
today.
Number one.
Olympics, you know.
Oh, was that an Olympic? Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, let's try and podium.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh. Harry.
Vickers.
It is Ed Sheeran. Bad Habits.
That was good. I thought it was something not that at all. Senorita or something.
I thought it was Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't, guys.
Okay.
Oh. Check it again.
Next time you guys are cheating, don't get it from Sonda.
That song, Bad Habits, reminds me of another song. Reminds me of a song by, I think it's Bronski Beat.
Are you guys going to act like we haven't all had this conversation together? Is that what we're doing?
Surely save this for a booty drop fact at some point.
Okay.
All right, song number two.
Carrie.
Vickers.
Eye of the Tiger.
Three,
by...
Two,
Eye of the Tiger. Ah, I don't know who sings it.
I got no idea who it is either. I know it's Eye of the Tiger, but I can't remember who it is. I feel like it's someone I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
They've never done anything else, have they?
Who is it?
Survivor.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. No one knows that.
No.
What a choice.
Why didn't you give us a hint? Say
well,
it's a Channel 10
know,
show.
Or
it's a Destiny's Child song.
Yeah, or Brains vs. Brawn.
Okay.
For next time.
Sure. And also, drop the attitude.
Is that to us or him?
That was just,
all of us.
Yeah.
Just well, everybody. A bit testy.
Everyone's on edge, aren't they? There's nothing like a fun music
game
when
back
everyone's
to
really...
More of my chat about Ed Sheeran's new song.
Oh, no.
What it reminds me of.
Give us some more Bronski Beat stuff.
Song number three.
Carrie.
Oh, no way!
Gangster's Paradise, Coolio.
How did you not end up playing the Stevie Wonder song that...
Oh. No one knows what you're talking about.
It was your fun fact.
Yeah, but that's assuming everyone heard that fun fact.
Oh, mate.
Two Zip, song number four.
Carrie, Wannabe Spice Girls. If you wanna be my lover. She's
Can someone turn
She's on all of the podiums, first, second and third, taking the whole thing out.
Can someone turn my microphone on?
I'm the Ariane Titmus of the show.
We've got our very own Titmus.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
I'm going to start and say I'm feeling pretty wrapped.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, because we've had so many challenges for the jungle this week. And one of them, I never thought we'd do a challenge where you would leave the room and I would stay and complete it. But we did during the week. We had to touch spiders and millipedes, and there was a scorpion in there, which I didn't touch.
Did you touch that spider?
No, I didn't. But there were spiders in the box. I touched the set. Don't ruin it now. You weren't even in the room, mate. They blindfolded us and we didn't know what was going on. And then you left me.
Absolutely safe. Pop your blindfolds on.
I'm not putting my blindfold on, mate.
Oh, come on, you wuss. Put your blindfold on.
Put it on. Put it on.
I hate spiders, mate.
Yeah, no, does anybody like them? I don't either, but come on.
A large spider fell on me when I was a child.
You've had a snake around your neck. It nearly kissed you, and yet you can't touch a spider. I think
spiders
you can.
Are way worse.
No,
they can fall down your shirt, and then what do they do? Just bite their way out. What if it goes down your pants?
I've got faith in you.
No.
Why do you sound like you're over here? We've currently got blindfolds on, and I don't know what you're going to do to us.
Carrie, Tommy's left the studio.
Oh, no,
I'm not even kidding.
That's not fair. No.
Okay,
so fishes out the cockroaches. Okay, let's
Carrie,
start with
Tommy
the millipede.
Show. If you want to check this out, it'll all go up on our socials. That is a big millipede.
His name's Fang.
His name's what?
Fang.
Fang.
Oh, she's got it. Well done, Fangy millipede.
If that's fine, you come back in and hold it, mate.
Fang's fine.
Yep. And he's got cockroaches. Oh, I'll hold
Tommy
the cockroaches as well.
At the door.
Yep, I'm holding the cockroaches as well, and I'm holding the millipede.
She's done
good.
It. Well done.
Yep. Yep, so that's one to me, and nup to you.
Is that the score after all these weeks? One nup. One nup. Jesse, how are you feeling, bro?
I am raw, guys. I'm very raw this
week. Why, bro?
Because I've been working on this show for a year and a half now, and I know that Jesse can be a boy's name or a girl's name, but it's been a year and a half because how do you not know that I'm a boy yet?
G'day, Crystal.
Hello.
We're going to hand it over to Jesse. Best of luck, Crystal.
Thank you.
Oh, we'll give you another.
We'll do again. Yeah. Good go.
Oh, are we? Sorry, cut out.
Also, I said good girl.
I was like, 2-2.
Good girl.
Okay, Crystal.
Good girl. Did I win? No, I'm
sorry. No.
You didn't win, but I definitely lost.
Hang on. Jesse, you're a bad girl. Hang on. Yeah, see, okay. Crystal. Crystal, you just hold there, okay? Jesse is going to speak next and just focus, and the next word you're going to say going to be stop. Okay, Jesse, over to you. Not Crystal.
Okay, everyone be quiet except for Jesse.
Okay, good girl. Okay. Sorry.
We've decided Tommy thinks that should be your nickname going forward. Good girl. Good girl, Jesse.
GG for short.
I don't know why I called you and said good girl to you too. It's like I was talking to Evie.
It's weirder when after the show you went naughty girl. That was heaps weirder.
How are you feeling this week?
Oh, guys, I am feeling...
You're tired, we know. The pain is almost over.
No, I'm wrapped. I will. No, I'm wrapped. Because we've been trying to work on your chemistry with the calls. And finally, I think
my
after 2 weeks...
fine.
No, it's bad. But after 2 weeks of doing the experiment where we take your headphones out so you can't hear them, finally, I think we made some progress. Because has earplugs in. Isn't that right, Carrie?
That's right.
Yes. And
it's very weird.
She can just hear me, but she's not going to be able to hear our listeners, which we think is perfect because when she hears them, the chat is shorter. G'day, Jesse.
Hey, guys.
Any questions for Carrie?
Yeah, Carrie, I was just wondering, what should I do for my birthday on Sunday now that we're out of lockdown?
I think that's actually a bit rude to ask that, to be honest.
Oh,
I think you could be a bit rude at times, but come on.
Jesse, is there anything else you'd like to know?
Well, I'm just wondering, really, what's the plan for the rest of the week?
Okay.
10B.
There you go.
Oh!
That's not. Yep. That's a lot more than I bargained. So now we'll just have to do the whole show like that.
Two steps forward, one step back.
Something
it wasn't
like that.
Good.
Yeah, it was great.
Was it?
Scintillating.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over, time to tuck into a delicious pie society pie. They make them, you bake them. They've used 120 years of know-how to bring the bakery to your kitchen. Pie Society, not a humble pie. Find them in the freezer at Woolworths and independent supermarkets.